Something about that song that seems completely appropriate at the moment. I'm not sure why. It just seems to hit the mark. All right, so you've got the students that are there. Now, Tony Blinken says there's only about 1,000 Americans left. Interesting, considering nobody else seems to have any idea how many Americans are in Afghanistan, including 40 high school kids and their parents. Other internal numbers say roughly 3,800 Americans have been evacuated from Afghanistan since July 29. 8,000 remain in the country. This is as of 24 hours ago. That was the official number Tuesday night. 8,000 remaining Tuesday night. And as I just told you, a security alert went out last night telling all Americans to be away from the airport. It's not safe. Direct threats. You see, ISIS-K and the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and whoever else some of these other groups might be that have new names you haven't even heard of yet, they don't sit around and read statements about global responsibility and being a member of the global community and so on and so forth. Meanwhile, it's not exactly clear if the Taliban is actually in charge in the country. The Consul General, for example, of the Afghanistan government, the previous government that President Ghani fled, who, by the way, Ghani was just a professor at Princeton. He's not a guy who really knew Afghanistan. You've been better off putting a warlord in charge who actually knew the place. At any rate, I digress. The point being is, it's not clear who's in charge of Afghanistan. Again. If you'd really like to see some abject weakness, here is John Kirby, Pentagon spokesman, admitting again that what is going on in Kabul is under the express control of the Taliban. And Joe Biden and his carload of clowns is taking orders from the terrorists. That's the way it's playing out. Bite 5. Listen to this.
The Taliban have set up checkpoints. We've talked about this before. And we are in daily communication with Taliban commanders about who we want to see get in and what the credentials are, what they look like, what's valid. And that communication happens literally every day. We have been nothing but open with the Taliban about who we expect them to let in. Again, fully recognize that it's not every step of this process is in our firm control, and that there are going to be instances
where
it
doesn't control.
Work as advertised.
What are you talking about? Not everything's in our firm control. Nothing's in your weak control. Weakest administration of my lifetime, allowing a little terrorist group to order around the United States of America. Let me tell you something. If the order was given today to go rescue Americans, the American military would be on the ground kicking in doors in 5 minutes to get families out, to get high school kids out, to get their parents. They would put their life on the line right now to make sure nobody was left behind. They'd be busting down doors. They'd be rappelling in. They'd be coming in with air support right now. Except we have a weakling in the White House. Yes, we want to leave Afghanistan. Yes, we want to end a 20-year war. But are we going to be ordered around by a bunch of terrorists who stole our weapons because we left them there? Because we closed a $1 billion airbase, which could go down in the annals of military history as the dumbest decision of all time? There's more, don't worry. By the way, the Taliban appointed a Guantanamo Bay detainee, released under Barack Obama. He's now in a leadership post for the new Taliban effort. Mohammed Nabi Omari, part of the prisoner swap with Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, a deserter, by the way. We got Bo Bergdahl back, a deserter. Now one of the people we traded for him is in a leadership position. This goes to the point that, you know, the left wants to close Gitmo altogether. Why? So you can have more commanders in the field in Afghanistan and Pakistan and elsewhere? Another genius idea. Meanwhile, Republican Kevin McCarthy says this is a sad day for America. He's right. When a weakling president is ordered around by terrorists, he's right. Here he is.
I think he's allowing the Taliban to direct our reputation, but more importantly, our foreign policy. When you have countries such as the UK and France that are in Afghanistan for only one reason, that America was attacked, that are begging us to extend the deadline past the 31st so they can get their citizens out, that the president sides with the Taliban because the Taliban told him when, that is a very sad day for America.
What is the American foreign policy? That's what I'd like to know. What is it exactly? Roll over and be woke? Is that it? Roll over and be woke. It's not a foreign policy. It's a recipe for complete disaster. By the way, Democrats already giving up, it sounds like. Already giving up completely. For example, Democrat Congresswoman Chrissy Houlihan, who says they are resigned to total mission failure at this point. The Democrats are resigned to total mission failure. This is where we are with this thing. Listen to her.
But I do think that it is worrisome, as we talked about just now, that we probably won't be able to accomplish the mission of leaving no one behind with the timelines that we have. And so I think that the atmosphere and the mood within the meeting was bipartisanly one of encouraging the president to reconsider that date.
Mm-hmm. The G7 also asking the president to reconsider that date, that being the 31st of August. He's not doing it. He's sticking to his timeline and sticking it to America on the world stage. The G7 is embarrassed. Our allies are frightened. And me, I'm just disgusted by all of it. This is not the America I know. We don't negotiate with terrorists. We don't give up and give in to terrorists. We obliterate terrorists. It's what we've always done, no matter where they are. In Libya, Grenada, Panama, I don't care where they hide. You go get them. And again, if you gave the military the green light today, right now, they'd be kicking indoors 5 minutes from now to rescue Americans, every single one of them. They'd put their life on the line to defend the honor of this country and to bring the people home. Quick break. It's the Steve Gruber Show.